This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
We call this February 5th work session of the Oconee County Board of Education to order. First order of business is we need a motion to approve the agenda.
So move.
That was early this week, I guess, Tuesday, a meeting, a work session of the Oconee County School Board, actually Monday, a meeting of the Oconee County School Board, a work session. Kim Argo as the board chair, gaveling that session to order, and then comes word that Kim Argo is not going to run for another term as school board chair, as a school board member in Oconee County, stepping aside at the end of the year. In steps Michael Ranson. Now, hey, wait a minute, he's already on the school board. He is, but now he's running, or says he is, for the chairman's position. Would replace Kim Argo if successful in that election run. Michael Ransom in studio with us this morning. Michael Ransom, thanks for your time this morning.
Thank you for having me.
Wrapping up your first term on the Oconee County Board of Education.
That is correct. That's
what
right.
Inspired you to run in the first place?
Well, when we moved to Oconee County back
from
Walton County.
Okay.
We lived in Walton County for 10 years prior to moving here in 2016. My wife was teaching in Rockdale at the time, and my girls were going to daycare in Loganville, and I work all over the place. So we never felt like we really lived in Walton County, and I told her, wherever we move next, I want to be all in and be part of the community. So when we moved to Oconee County, I joined the Rotary Club and started getting involved and serving the community, and I saw the opportunity come up to run for school board, and I thought, what better way to serve the community than to run for that? My wife's a school teacher, and I've got three girls that are in Oconee County schools, and I was very interested in making sure that it's a good system and stays a good system, selfishly for them and for my wife. Also, just where I grew up in South Georgia, it was a very small community. Everybody knew everybody, and everybody helped out in the community. So I want to try to maintain that feel for Oconee County.
Now tell me, you moved originally, Unadilla or someplace?
Yes, sir. That's right. I grew up in Dooley County.
Oh, not terribly far north from where I grew up. Okay, now this seat opens, the chairman's post, the chair's position. Why that one, and what does that entail? Other than we just heard Kim Argo gavel the meeting to order, what else does the chair do?
It's a little more involved relationship with the superintendent, setting the agenda, little more policy talk with the superintendent. It's kind of the go-between from the rest of the board to the superintendent. So I felt like I've kind of got my feet under me after this first term and really learned a lot and have finally figured out how things work within the system. So I felt like I had the experience to move up to chairman. And I feel like since Ms. Kim was stepping down, we need somebody that's been on the board before and has some of that experience to be chairman.
You know, that speaks to an even larger question, the role of the school board itself relative to that of the school superintendent. I'm going to draw an analogy. Tell me how close I am here. That you have, for example, a county government. Oconee County has a county administrator. Other counties have county managers. You also have elected officials, the county commission. The county commission serving the role that the school board would in terms of setting policy, and you hire a superintendent or a county manager, as the case may be, to then adopt and enact and pursue that policy. Is that more or less it?
That's exactly right. The superintendent's the CEO of the company and runs the day-to-day operations, and the school board is more that high level, set the policy, give the superintendent the marching orders, and have him carry them out.
And so with that relationship, Michael Ransom, and you're satisfied with the way the relationship works now or no? Does it need improving? I guess anything could stand improvement. That's maybe not the best way to ask a question, but where does that relationship stand now?
It's a good relationship, but there are things that could always be improved on, communication being one. We have a communications officer, so we communicate a lot of things now, but I think we could always do better at communicating with the community and with the local news sources.
And by the way, the community agrees. I mean, that's the one thing that I hear people say, and they're not unique to Oconee County or Oconee County schools. Everybody seems to complain about a lack of transparency on the part of their local government. If you had to give the Oconee County school system a report card, what would it be?
It'd probably be a B+, because there's some things that we could do a little bit better as far as, we feel like we're doing a good job communicating, but there's things that we just probably don't explain very well. Mm-hmm. Budget issues, for example. Mm-hmm. If we just say, here's the budget, and we don't go through it line item by line item and explain why we keep a certain amount in our general fund, for example, maybe that seems like we're not trying to, you know, fully disclose what's going on, but we could just do a better job of explaining each little thing like that.
And about that, Michael Ransom, again, on the Oconee County School Board and running for school board chair, people asking, wait a minute, why are my property taxes going up now 2 years in a row?
Well, and that's a tough item. Nobody likes to pay taxes, but we don't want to leave the school system underfunded. We've had a pretty aggressive building program for the last several years, and we try to keep about 2 months' worth of operating expenses in the general fund. Right now, we're a little less than 2 months, and then the rest of that general fund is earmarked for paying off debt for some of the projects that we've worked on, either construction or upgrading facilities. And really, about a month and a half's worth of operating expenses is what we have in the general fund currently, and we don't want to let it get below that because then we risk not making payroll from month to month.
I mentioned construction projects, and we'll get to maybe some things that are down the road a ways, but I want to talk about the most recent work, the matter of Dove Creek. How's that working out now, the elementary and middle school?
Oh, it's been great. Those are the fastest growing schools that we've got in the county because everybody that's moving to this area is kind of buying a house over in the north part of the county, and honestly, it's because that's where most of the houses are available for sale. Most of the development's happening over there. Westland, the neighborhood that's right on 78, is getting built out now. So we expect, you know, Dove Creek Middle and Dove Creek Elementary to be full in the next several years. Both of them are under capacity right now, but that will quickly fill up as people move in.
Well, as to that report that we saw a few days ago about growth in the Oconee County School District, 4 students, an increase over the past year. What's happening?
We have plateaued a little bit, I think. The housing market, interest rates obviously have slowed some of that down, but if interest rates change, and also if some of those big neighborhoods like Westland and Parkside come online in the next few years, which they're starting to build out, we could see a big jump. But fortunately, we've got a little bit of a plateau right now, so we can catch our breath a little bit before we see more growth.
Because, you know, that is a thing that we hear, that people move to Oconee County, and you ask them why, and they specifically tell you schools. People move from Clark County into Oconee County, and they specifically point to schools. And on one hand, that's a very nice pat on the back for what you're doing in Oconee County schools. On the other, I suppose that represents a challenge.
It does. It's hard to keep up with the growth, but the Board of Commissioners has done a good job of controlling and making it sustainable so that we can kind of catch up with that with school projects and growth. The big thing about people moving in is not just that we've got good administrators, teachers here, but we've got good families, and they're interested in learning. They come to school ready to learn so that it makes the jobs easier for the teachers and administrators.
Again, Michael Ransom, he's wrapping up his first term on the Oconee County School Board, says he wants a second term. He says this time he wants to be the chair. Again, the news of this week that Kim Argo is not going to seek another term, so she steps aside. That position opens. By the way, so does Michael Ransom's seat on the school board, and there's already an announced candidate there. Brock Toole has reached out to let us know he's running for the job that you have. Now, is it post 5, I guess it is?
That's correct.
Post 5.
We do things differently here. Whether it's elementary students researching in an aquaponics lab or helping to save the monarch butterflies, parents engaging in our annual Villa Parent Academy, or a community that self-reports choosing to live in our county at a rate of over 90% because of the schools. It all goes back to one thing, our people.
That's the superintendent of Oconee County Schools, Jason Brandon. We were just talking about this, this idea that so many people move into Oconee County and tell you they did so because of the quality of the schools there. Talking about that with an Oconee County School Board member, a candidate for re-election, Michael Ransom, first term in post 5, running for post 1. And post 1 in the Oconee County School District, designated as that of the Oconee County School Board chair. The news this week that Kim Argo is stepping down, is not running for re-election. So the chairman's position opens, and Michael Ransom, the first announced candidate for it. Picking up where we just were there with this notion that people move to Oconee County because they love the schools, the quality of the schools there. And that lends itself to the conversation we were having about school district growth. There has been the talk for years. 10-15 years ago, I asked whoever the superintendent was then, hey, in your desk drawer someplace, are there plans for a third high school? And yep. And now I hear more and more talk about that. Where are we in terms of a third Oconee County high school?
I think we're pretty far out, honestly, on a third high school. Maybe 10 years out, depending on what kind of growth we see in the next few years. But
by the way, let me say that 10 years out is a lot closer than a lot of people realize.
That's right. And it really is a short time, because to build a new high school, it's not a 1 or 2 year project. You need to really get the ball rolling 7 or 8 years in advance to buy the property, to save up money to put down on it, to get plans in place for architecture and site work. So it really needs to be thought of in the next couple of years, whether that's going to be the path we take or if we just expand the current high schools.
What are the arguments for both and the arguments against both?
Well, the argument for a new high school is that we're growing so much we may need it. The argument against it is it's prohibitively expensive. We're looking at probably $150 million to build the school, and that doesn't include buying the land to build it on. And as you know,
land. And then hiring a whole new staff.
That's exactly right. And, you know, if we were to expand, we could probably do that for a tenth of the cost. And really, the current high schools are large enough classroom size-wise, but what we're running into is gym space, practice field space, cafeteria space, and bathroom space. It's tough to get all the kids through the cafeteria right now in less than 2 hours. So if we were to expand those by building, you know, another cafeteria or expanding some of the other facilities and do some usage studies on it, we could probably squeeze into the current high schools for the next 4 or 5 years. But we just got to kind of have that new high school or some kind of expansion on the horizon and be thinking about it.
Is there any thought as to where, what part of the county? I don't mean what parcel of land, but what part of the county it might go? Would it be west side where the other growth we were talking about earlier might be, or someplace else?
I would imagine it would be on the west side, since most of the growth is happening out there, and that's where all the neighborhoods are springing up and everybody's moving to. So it wouldn't make sense to put it on the south side where we don't have a very dense population. If we could find a piece of property on the west side, that would make the most sense.
You know, the thing you talked about there, Michael Ransom, in talking about the potential need for a new high school or what you do by way of an alternative, those are things, you rattle off a couple of three things there that probably, I know they wouldn't have occurred for me or to me, I'll speak for me, and maybe not to a lot of folks, even parents with kids in the schools, maybe they don't think this way, but something as mundane, if you will, but so everyday important as getting kids through a cafeteria in an efficient fashion, or these like practice fields. Those are things that most of us wouldn't think about, but again, that's why we put people on school boards.
Yeah, and I think that's something that kind of falls through the cracks, because I never would have considered that before being on the board. I would have just thought, well, our classrooms are full, it's time for a new one. But really, it's some of the other things. Bus routes play a huge role in this area, and trying to figure out how to keep those small. We've been buying bigger buses lately because in some of the neighborhoods, buses were running double routes. So buying bigger buses will allow us to cut down on that. We try to run our bus routes efficiently, but as you know, it's a bus driver shortage in most counties.
I was just about to mention that. The next time I hear about a school district that has all the bus drivers it needs will be the first time, and you're no exception.
It's tough. It's a weird hour schedule for bus drivers. And, you know, where we grew up, there were a lot of farmers that would do it because it fit their work schedule. Yep. But here, it's tough to find somebody that wants to work a couple hours really early in the morning and then a couple hours mid-afternoon. And what do you do in between there? So it's a tough job to fill. And there's just less people that want to do it, I feel like, these days.
Mm. Michael Ransom, candidate for a seat on the Oconee County School Board. Much discussion in recent weeks. There have been town halls discussing public libraries and, in the case of Oconee County, school libraries and some of the reading materials that are in them, some of the materials that some parents find objectionable to audiences of a certain age. What, if anything, is the role for the Oconee County School Board to play in this?
Well, within the public library, we've got a couple of principals that are on the board and help serve with the local library board. Within the school, we obviously have our own libraries, and I think that books need to be in age-appropriate sections. But at the same time, I think parents need to set boundaries with their kids, whether that's in the library, what they're searching for on the internet on Chromebooks. You know, we can only do so much as far as trying to put things where they need to belong, but I think we still need to have some of that parental input to set boundaries and teach their kids, hey, this is something that, this is where the boundary is. We don't want you looking at that and teaching and training their kids to stay away from whatever material they don't agree with.
Oh, and the technology making that even more challenging than it might have been otherwise when you and I, for example, might have been growing up. Speaking of technology, and every school district now has to deal with that. I remember, and I'm a little older than you, our school district, I was in high school, hey, we have a computer now, and there was an entire room, bigger than the room we're in now, an entire room. What's in there? The computer is in there, and of course, the technology advancing in leaps and bounds. Where's Oconee County? It's on a spectrum somewhere in terms of being up to speed on the latest and greatest. Where's Oconee County and what are the needs moving forward?
Well, we're 1-1 on technology. That was kind of precipitated from COVID so that we can learn from home. All that came apart or came along during that time. And technology is great, in my opinion, because it allows us to be nimble and change curriculum as necessary as things change in the world. I remember I had a textbook growing up that was 20 years old. So everything's kind of, other than math or something that stays fairly the same, you know, history changes daily now, so it's hard to keep up with textbooks like that. But Chromebooks allow us to be a little more nimble and keep up with things, and allows teachers to do specifically tailored lessons for each kid in their classroom. My wife teaches elementary, and she's got a broad range of learning capabilities in that room, so she can't just have a generic lesson plan anymore. It's got to be almost tailored to each specific kid. And having the technology allows her to do that.
You know, you mentioned COVID and Oconee County's response to it, the Oconee County Schools' response to it. Schools open in-classroom instruction every day, no mask mandate, and I don't believe any vaccine mandate. And yet your COVID rates no higher, lower than anybody else's. Looking back on it, and as a school board, you helped set some of this policy. Are you satisfied with the efforts you put in?
Very satisfied. That was a tough time, but I think a lot of people actually moved to this county for that reason, that we stayed open. The learning gaps that some of the other counties experienced by not remaining open is very evident, and I think it'll follow those kids through life because they'll never catch up through that time. They'll always be just a little bit behind no matter what the school systems do, because it's tough to take out, especially for elementary age kids, to take out that year of learning loss, whether it's reading or whatever, because that sets the foundation for everything behind it.
Running for the chairmanship of the Oconee County School Board, he's on the board now. What's the day job?
Day job is a forestry consultant.
Okay. And a wife who's a teacher, and I believe I heard you say two daughters?
I've got three daughters.
Three daughters.
Yes, sir.
Wow.
So as a forestry consultant, we travel around the Southeast, and we do the traditional stuff for timber sales, land management plans, but we do a lot of timber appraisals throughout the Southeast or conservation easements. We even put up birdhouses for Clark County. We have a contract with them to do some of their green space projects. So it's a good job. It keeps me on my toes, and it's fun to be outside and be able to do a bunch of varied things.
And now a second lap around the track, running for another term, running for re-election, and as we say, running to be the school board. You like that part of this? I mean, you're going to ask people for votes. You're going to ask some people for money. I mean, what's that like?
It's kind of out of my comfort zone because I wasn't on social media prior to the first time running, and during COVID that was the best way to reach people, so I created a Facebook page. But it just kind of goes against everything that I grew up doing to ask for money or to ask for votes. But obviously I would love the votes, but a little bit of an introvert, so I don't like to get out and talk in front of people, but it's forced me out of my comfort zone, but I think it's a worthwhile cause.
And the family, I mean, we talk all the time, and I try to make our audience understand here. It's not just you. It's the family that has to be in on this, too.
Oh, yes. My wife really struggled with the decision, and really it was only about a week or two ago that I decided to run again, and shortly after I decided to run for a second term, that's when Miss Argo announced that she was not going to run, and I decided to run for post one.
Oh, no, my wife has let me know. Oh, you want to run for mayor? Okay, you'll have an ex-wife. That is not going to be anything's going to happen for me. But it is happening for you again, out there running for another term and running to be the chair of the Oconee County School Board. Very quickly, what's the campaign going to look like?
I think it's going to be pretty packed. I think the primary is going to have a lot of people running in it, which is good. That means we've got a pretty healthy population to have an election that has a lot of options. So that's good for the people that live here.
Online already got a website up, or is that in progress?
It's in progress. Like I said, I don't like social media too much, so I don't have a whole lot going on there. I like word of mouth, so I would rather go sit in a coffee shop and have a coffee and a conversation with somebody.
There we go. Well, good luck with that. Michael Ransom, thanks for dropping in this morning.
Thank you.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.